Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 4th of August, The Branch of the Lord. Before the foundation of the world, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit declared, "Let us make man in our image and according to our likeness." The community of Elohim does not grow. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are, and will always be, the only members of the Godhead. However, the fellowship of Yahweh does grow as men are born of God's own life and are then taught to abide in the fellowship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is important to begin with this fundamental understanding regarding a lampstand. The purpose of a lampstand church is to reveal the multiplication of the life and fellowship of Yahweh by offering. For this reason, the light of a lampstand church is the light of the sevenfold Spirit of Yahweh. The light of the sevenfold Spirit of Yahweh, which is revealed by a lampstand church, is the light of the world. Notably, the light of a lampstand church is the only light that shines in the darkness of this present world. When Jesus Christ emptied himself to be born from the womb of the Virgin Mary, he was the first manifestation of a lampstand that had grown from the root of Yahweh Elohim through the lineage of David. The birth of Christ fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots." Isaiah continued, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." This prophecy was fulfilled when Jesus was anointed with the sevenfold Spirit of Yahweh by the Holy Spirit on the day of his baptism in the Jordan River. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and Isaiah chapter 11 verses 1 and 2. For further study, Isaiah chapter 11.